Writing code that holds up under pressure is more critical than ever, especially with AI's RAPID evolution. In Module 3.1, we'll explore secure coding practices. The focus is on writing truly defensible code. This is about future-proofing your work, even as AI tools become deeply integrated into our daily workflows. Let's level up our coding together. AI is writing code now, which is amazing. But here's the thing. It's introducing vulnerabilities at an alarming rate. Recent research indicates AI-generated code has almost tripled the amount of security flaws compared to human-written code. That's a huge jump, and it emphasizes the critical need for secure coding practices in this new AI-driven landscape. Secure code starts here. OWASP, the Open Web Application Security Project, is your guide. Think of it as a comprehensive secure coding checklist. It covers critical areas like validating user input, session management, and sensitive data protection. These are just a few areas, but mastering all of them is vital for building robust applications. To really harden defenses, especially against AI threats, focus on two things: input validation and output encoding. Think of it as being super selective about what gets into your system and equally cautious about how information comes out. When validating inputs, allow lists are the way to go. They ensure that only known good data is processed. Every software project has hidden vulnerabilities, but the CWE Top 25 is like a spotlight shining on the most dangerous ones. Instead of chasing every possible bug, developers can use this list to prioritize and harden their code against the weaknesses that attackers exploit most often. Understanding these top threats allows for focused security efforts where they'll have the biggest impact. Out-of-bounds writes, or CWE 787, are tricky. It's like overfilling a container. When software writes data beyond its allocated memory, problems arise. Think crashes, data corruption, and even attackers injecting code. Buffer overflows are a prime example of this vulnerability. The key? Scrutinize your input sizes and carefully manage memory allocations to prevent these issues. Cross-site scripting, or XSS, is a nasty web vulnerability. The core issue is injecting untrusted data into a web page without proper sanitization. Here's how it works. Let's say your site displays user comments directly. An attacker could inject malicious JavaScript. Then, when another user views that comment, their browser runs the attacker's script without knowing it. The main defense against XSS? Output encoding. It's essential. SQL injection, or CWE89, is a vulnerability that can be catastrophic. If your application builds SQL queries by directly trusting user input, you're handing attackers a loaded weapon. They can inject malicious code to circumvent your security measures. This allows them to potentially access sensitive data, modify records, or even wipe out your entire database. A common mistake is directly concatenating user-provided text into a query. Languages each have unique gotchas that create vulnerabilities. With Python, f-strings are handy, but they can expose you to SQL injection. Parameterized queries are a much safer bet. And pickle deserialization? Treat it like hazardous material. Only use it with trusted data. Eval is another one to avoid entirely. Understanding these nuances helps you write more secure code. Every language has unique security challenges. Take Java, for instance. Deserialization attacks are a serious risk. Be careful with object streams, especially if the data comes from an untrusted source. Also remember, XML external entity injection. When you're parsing XML, disable external entity processing to prevent a common attack. And don't forget about JNDI injection vulnerabilities. AI code generation offers speed, but it's introducing risks. New data shows AI-generated code has significantly more security flaws than human-written code. VeraCode's research indicates it's almost 3 times more vulnerable. CodeRabbit found a much higher issue density in AI's output. Even more concerning is Stanford's research, highlighting potential gaps. We need to be aware of these trade-offs. Want to shift security left? Pre-commit hooks are the answer. They act like automated gatekeepers, running checks before any code gets committed. Think about it. You can integrate SAST scanning directly into the commit process. This catches vulnerabilities before they ever reach the repository. They're also great at finding secrets. Accidentally about to commit an API key? A pre-commit hook can stop you. They prevent problems before they start. CI pipeline gates are a game changer for baking security into your development workflow. Think of them as automated bouncers that automatically reject code with vulnerabilities. We can implement SASTI, SCA, and secret scanning. It's also wise to set a minimum code coverage threshold. And remember, AI-generated code should face the same rigorous security checks as human-written code. No exceptions. Security checks are for everyone. AI-generated code can't get a free pass. That's a risk we just can't afford. Enforcement must be zero tolerance. Pre-commit hooks, CI pipelines. Every gate applies uniformly, no exceptions. SAST, SCA, secret scanning, code coverage. The same high standards apply to all code, regardless of its origin. Automated security tools are absolutely critical here to maintain our standards. Even with the best automation, the human element is still vital in developer training. Developers need to write secure code and effectively review AI's output. Training should cover secure coding practices, common vulnerabilities, and language-specific nuances. Critically evaluating AI-generated code is also key. It's important for developers to understand the limitations of AI and avoid over-reliance. AI code generation is powerful, but here's something crucial. It's not a security silver bullet. It can actually create new vulnerabilities. Research indicates that AI-generated code often has more weaknesses than code written by humans. Strong security practices are more important than ever. With that overview complete, what questions do you have? I'm eager to discuss any area in more detail, clarify points, or explore related ideas that are of interest to you. What's top of mind? I am ready to address your questions or concerns.